ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Well, despite all the talk, all the campaigning, and all the policy, the numbers keep going up. In the 12 months to June last year, 34 Australian women were murdered by an intimate partner. That's a 28% increase on the previous year. Dr. Samantha Bricknell is research manager at the Australian Institute of Criminology, which has released these statistics. Dr. Bricknell, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you.
Can you take us through these basic numbers? So the number of women killed by an intimate partner is up by 28% on the previous year. Why has it increased? What do we know?
So as you mentioned, we've had an increase in the number of female victims of intimate partner homicide, and that also relates to an increased victimisation rate. So a 31% increase in the number of victims from 26 in 21-22 to 34 in 22-23, and a 28% increase in the victimisation rate. It wasn't actually an increase that we were expecting to see, because since 1989-90, we've had largely a decrease in intimate partner homicide that's perpetrated against a female. Overall, we've had a 66% decrease in intimate partner homicide rates. So to see this increase was, as said, quite surprising, but also, you know, there have been more recent reports showing that there has been an elevated increase in the number of women who are dying at the hands of a male offender. So this sort of aligns with some of those more recent data. What is interesting from the data is that we probably had the lowest rates of intimate partner homicide during the two COVID years, which were 2021, 21-22. So we went to the lowest rates ever, around 0.25 per 100,000 Australian women. So the rate increase, which has been seen in some other jurisdictions, was possibly expected from that end. And we have gone back to sort of the rates that we were seeing pre-COVID. So what we're really interested to see going forward, and obviously the information that's being prepared by other outlets which are looking at femicide in Australia, which suggests there may well be another increase on the go, is this a sustained increase? And that's something that Australia needs to be worried about. Or have we gone back to the rates that we were experiencing pre-COVID, and hopefully continuing the downward turn that intimate partner homicide has been following over the last 30 plus years.
Do we have any answer as to why this long-term trend, that the numbers have thankfully been going down in the longer term, why has that been happening?
Look, it's an interesting question, and homicide is one of those areas which is really difficult to explain. So some of the trends. Certainly all homicide has been decreasing in Australia since the early 90s. This is not unique to Australia. You've seen declines occurring in other English-speaking countries as well. And intimate partner homicide is a pretty prevalent form of homicide in Australia, so I think that's a really important piece of information that people need to know, that, you know, while the rates have largely decreased, the proportion of homicides that intimate partner homicide represents has continued to be much the same. That decrease in intimate partner homicide has largely driven that decrease in homicide. But there are a number of factors that may be at play. But in terms of the intimate partner homicide space, possibly more focus on what's happening around family and domestic violence. Obviously, we've had national action plans which have been addressing violence against women and children, and they may have been having some impact in the more recent years. But I think what is also probably somewhat sobering is that decrease that we were seeing, which was probably more marked in the 90s and the 2000s, has started, I wouldn't say plateauing, but it's softening, if you like, and that decrease is not quite as steep in recent years as we saw previously.
Some of the most difficult stats to take in are those for Indigenous women. What do the statistics tell us about the numbers of Indigenous women who have been killed by an intimate partner in that same period?
So we looked at all female victimisation. So the rates that we presented in the report are looking at all Indigenous females. So that's both women and girls compared to non-Indigenous women. So in 22-23, the rate was about 3.07 per 100,000 for First Nations women and girls, compared to 0.45 for non-Indigenous women and girls. And we do see across the 30-odd years of this homicide monitoring program, that victimisations, homicide victimisation rates for First Nations women and girls is anywhere between 2 to 8 times that of non-Indigenous women and girls. So that is a consistent finding. And if you look also at First Nations women, although this year the proportion that died at the hands of an intimate partner was a little bit lower than has been previously, but generally it's close to, you know, 50 up to 80% of victims each year are murdered by their intimate partner, whereas it's about 50 to 60% of non-Indigenous women.
What's it been like for you, Dr. Bricknell, watching particularly this intensifying debate over the past few months and weeks about the terrible killings of women in alleged domestic violence circumstances? What's it like for you watching that unfold when you know the data very well?
It is difficult to watch because, of course, we were in the last couple of years, or certainly the last 30 years, in the last 5 or 6 years while I've been working on this particular program, seeing a decrease. Even with that decrease, we're still seeing between 30 and 40 women who are dying from intimate partner homicide each year. So that's still 30 to 40 women who are dying in really dreadful circumstances. And so a lot of the figures that are coming out this year do look particularly alarming because, you know, there is a concern that this downward trend that we have seen is possibly being reversed. We're going to be releasing a intimate partner homicide dashboard towards the end of the year. So we'll be doing our own examination, more timely information around women who are victims of intimate partner homicide. And that will be looking at what's happening this calendar year. We'll be doing quarterly updates compared to the previous year. And that should be able to give a really good guide as to how those cumulative totals change up over the course of year. Other numbers that we're seeing the first 4 months of this year, which have been really concerning, because we haven't necessarily seen that increase in previous years. Will that be sustained for the rest of the year? We hope not. We hope that hopefully it will level out or see no deaths, obviously, of women at the hands of the intimate partner. But it is very concerning and you know, understandably, the Australian population are very concerned about what is happening around intimate partner homicide. It is a consistent and terrible issue for Australia, and that downward trend, at least suggested by our data and more recent data, suggests that it is going up, but hopefully we'll see that slight uptick turns around and continues to decrease.
Dr. Samantha Bricknell, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's Dr. Samantha Bricknell there from the Australian Institute of Criminology. And remember, the number you can call is 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732. Or if it's an emergency, 000.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.